time to get your book picks for the weekend. Catherine Rains, our reviewer, is with us. Morena.
Good morning, Jack.
Two very different sounding books for us this morning. Let us begin with The Last Reunion by Kate Nunn.
So you get three timelines of events in this. You've got Burma in 1945, and these five women who are not willing to spend the war years rolling bandages. So they're five women, they're called Bee, Plum, Bubbles, Joy and Lucy. And they join this woman's auxiliary service in Burma itself. And they're assigned to the 14th Army, who are constantly on the move and fighting Japanese. And they're there to provide and operate mobile canteens and selling necessities and just boost morale in general. And then you sort of get this timeline in Oxford in 1976. Not quite sure how it all fits with the story, but there's this middle-aged woman and she visits this museum and she steals five rare Japanese artifacts made of ivory and these ancient toggles for men's orbis and the wrap around their kimonos. And despite this very large reward at the time, these treasures have never been found. And then you flip to 1999 and you meet this Aussie girl, Olivia Goddard, and she's working as an intern for an art dealer to gain experience and hopefully lead to a permanent position, as young people do. And she's sent to Wiltshire in the UK to meet with Beatrix Pelham, one of the women from the 1945, who wants to sell her deceased husband's Japanese art collection and use the money to fix up her crumbling house. And so all of these wartime secrets and the drama of the 50 years and these complicated friendships start to come to the fore, and you get this dual timelines during World War II in England and Ireland in the late 1990s. And it's just really interesting how it all ties together and how all of these people and these timelines and events mingle together, and it's a good read. It's interesting, and the way that they all tie together.
Yeah, I was gonna say, so it all makes sense. Like, it's not too confusing having these completely different timelines, right?
No.
Yeah. Okay, no, that sounds really interesting. That's The Last Reunion by Kate Nunn. You've also read A Million Things by Emily Spur.
So this is the story of 55 days in the life of Ray, who's managing to keep up with all her day-to-day activities with a sudden absence of her very unstable mum. And she has her dog Splinter, who's her best friend, and they do everything together. And Ray really knows how to look after herself, and she and Splinter the dog sort of carry on life as usual while her mother's not there. And, you know, life with her mum has taught her that it's really important for her to fly under the radar, to keep the house and the outside garden neat and tidy and keep herself clean and neat and fed, and not to draw any attention to herself and to act normal. She's got her mum's debit card and she knows the passwords and she can shop and cook and take care of everything. And she has Letty, who's this next door neighbour, who seems to be watching her from the front porch, but apart from a few comments, she seems happy to keep to herself. And then there's Oscar down the road, who could be a bit of a problem for her. He's clearly lonely, but he's just too interested in her life, and his mum's a bit of a busybody. And then one day, Letty, she needs to help her out from a bad spot, and she keeps helping, and they start to cover each other in their secrets. And she doesn't know what will happen if people find out that she's alone and her secret, but she's pretty sure that it won't be good. And this novel was a lot darker than I was expecting it to be. And it's this real story of abandonment and what it's like to grow up in a house where things just don't feel quite safe or quite right. And this, you know, resilience that she has and the mental health and families and actually that overall, you know, the love that brings them together. But it's this, the resilience of her life and growing up. And it's the writing's really good. And there's moments in the book where it just, your heart almost stops and you just wonder what's going to happen next and, you know, what Ray's life's going to be like. And it's one of those stories that is quite heart-wrenching, and it makes you think quite deeply about life and families and those relationships that go on. Mm. It's an interesting read.
Okay, that sounds really powerful. Okay. That's A Million Things by Emily Spur. Catherine's first book again is The Last Reunion by Kate Nunn. Have a very good weekend, Catherine.